Never mind if it doesn't work. What if it does work? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. And here in Washington, D.C., the stage is set for Iraq Take Two. The president will speak from the White House map room, where FDR followed the course of the Second World War. And he will try to convince a country that wants the troops to come home that the best way to get them home is to send more. Congressman Adam Smith, whose committee deals with terrorism, was among the Democrats invited to the White House for a briefing. And his concern isn't only what happens if the surge doesn't work, but what happens if it does work. What happens if the violence actually stops?
Where have the insurgents gone? Surely we haven't rounded all of them up.
Huh. Hadn't considered that. The bad guys melted away once before. Suppose they do it again, and then just come back when the surge is over. Unless the surge is never over. In that meeting, along with the president, were Condoleezza Rice, the new defense secretary, Robert Gates, and Karl Rove. And I asked the congressman what their attitude was like.
They are determined to see this through. They are convinced that this is the best path. But I did sense a lot more wariness than what we had seen in years gone by on this issue. No strutting across an aircraft carrier with mission accomplished.
But are they sure that what they're doing is right?
They definitely, the president is aware that this is by no means guaranteed. They just think that it is the best choice in a bad situation.
I hate to think what their other options must have been. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.